Good morning, Life Point Church. Will you guys stand with us and worship this morning? Hallelujah. You guys ready to praise? Amen. All right, why don't you guys clap this morning? Expectation. this place this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your greatness, Lord. God, for everything you've done in our lives, for who you are, Father, for the love that you pour out on a never-ending basis, God. There is no limit, there is no conditions to your love, Father, but there's freedom, God, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you love us, that you loved us so much that 2,000 years ago, you made the ultimate declaration of love by sending your Son to die for each and every one of us, that we might spend eternity in paradise with you, Father. We worship you this morning. Amen.
Oh, first day, the first Sunday of this month, we want to remember what took place at the cross. Because His grace, because His love for every one of us, you will be receiving the element to commemorate that act of love, a great act of love. So keep it with you, please, and we will pray, thanks to the Lord, and we will partake together the bread and the cup. I will read from John chapter 6, from verse 52. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. So someone had to pay for our wage. And the Son of God took our place. And he was crucified. As the prophet Isaiah said it 750 years before. And today we are commemorating this. So let's give thanks to you. Father, thank you for this opportunity and the blessing to remember what you have done for us at the cross. Thank you, Lord. We don't deserve anything, but because of your grace and your love, we have this great opportunity, first of all, to be called your son, your sons, your child, your children. Thank you, Father, and for the salvation, the restoration. Thank you for this bread. Thank you for this cup. In Jesus' name, amen. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's take the bread. And praise the Holy Name of Jesus. Same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's take the cup. His old name. Praise his name. Give thanks to the Lord. And let's continue praising the Lord with the worship team. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
just one last time, if we could just sing through the bridge and the chorus, but not think about so much of the melody, not think so much about the music, not think so much about the words, but about the God who's behind the song, right? The heart that's behind it, which is how great our God is, where he's brought us from, where he's brought us to, and where he's bringing our church, amen? Hallelujah. Can we praise him this morning for who he is? Not because of anything else, but just because of his identity alone.
Sleep, but we have an extra hour to praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go through some announcements very quick. We have a lot of stuff going on this month in November. We actually have a lot of stuff today. Actually, we have about four things. I'm going to start by saying that don't forget that we're selling pumpkin rolls to raise funds for the children's ministry. We also have a meeting today after 12 for those of you who are interested in participating in the Christmas worship experience. We're going to have a meeting, and we don't only need singers and musicians. There's all kinds of other things. I don't know the details, but Pastor Mitch and Ali will probably provide those. The meeting is going to be after service here. So if you are interested in participating in a Christmas program, be here and after service. We also have, don't forget, this is November, and this nation celebrates Thanksgiving. We should do that every day. But we do have a table back there in the hallway. There's two ladies back here who's spearheading that. And we have a food drive. There's bags in the table where you can actually pick up a bag, and it has a list of items that you can bring in with those bags. And I don't remember what the due date is, but obviously before Thanksgiving. So you can get details as you go out. Pick up a bag, and let's bless a family that I probably need. So if you guys will work on that would be great. We also have in November, let me see, on the 16th, I've heard that we have an outreach going on. It's been in the plans right now. This is on Friday evening. So Pastor is going to give you more details next Sunday. If you want to participate, we have one across the street here. It was great. We reach out to a lot of families and just want to let the neighborhood know that we're here and that we love them. And people do really like that. So. We also have today, before I forget, is the nursing home at 2:30 at the Mount of Care. If you want to be part of it and bless someone, bless those that are in the nursing home, this is a great opportunity. It happens the first Sunday of the month, and you can reach out to myself, to Eddie, or John. We can give you the address. It's at 2:30. You know, you can go have lunch and we'll go back over there. You don't have to do anything special, but just be there. You know, I guess if we all go there and just smile to them, this is a blessing for them. Because they spend the whole week there by themselves sometimes. They don't have families to come and see them. So this is a great opportunity to bless them. I don't want to leave anything out. Homeless ministry is also the homeless outreach is next Saturday also. And that also, you can contact Susan Wilson if you have any questions about that. Oh, let me see. We also have the seniors adults. Those of you who feel like seniors and want to be part of that, that's going to be on the 15th at 10 a.m. I believe that's a Thursday. We also have the men's breakfast coming up on the 17th. That's the day after the outreach. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're men, so we can do it. I believe we're going to have a tournament that Saturday. So if you feel a little athletic, you can come in. It's a cornhole tournament. We had a pre-tournament last time we met, and there's some people that are really geared up to do that cornhole. Everybody knows what that is? That's from the old country. Just basically throw it back into a hole there. It's supposed to be filled with corn, but it's filled with rice. But anyway, see y'all for more details on that. This is going to be a great opportunity. Bring a friend with you. This is a good way to bring your friends and expose them to the Word of God and to the fellowship among men. This is great. I want to continue also. There's an announcement here about Missions Project. If you can read through that, there's a sign-up sheet there, so you can write out your name and what nation you're from. And I don't know what the end of all of this is, but just be part of that. Also, how many of you like Christmas? Yay! Deck the halls. Basically, after Thanksgiving, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we would like to have volunteers. We're going to decorate the church again for Christmas. And this is a special time of the year, even though we should have a little bit of lunch every year. But we just want to pump up the church and decorate it. It's great. I love that. So be here on Saturday, the 24th, almost a month before the celebration, right? So we also have today, I told you we have a lot of things going on today. We have a special treat. Many of you have seen that Pastor Robbie and Pastor Sidney are not here. They had a planned trip, kind of a short trip that he wanted to kind of, you know, be with her and go somewhere and take it at a special pace. and the kids were sent out to some friends so they can have some time together. But the truth is that we have Pastor Luna with us today. Pastor Luna is going to bring the word today, and we are so jealous that they have him on the third service all the time, but we don't. So Pastor Luna, without further ado, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. It is good to be here. First of all, praising the Lord, because God is good all the time. All the time? Even when you don't feel like it? When you are traveling through turmoil? God is good. Yes, indeed. He's very good. So, by the way, last Wednesday, we had the great opportunity, great chance to be with our community, our neighbors. We had the numbers that I, Pastor Robbie was figuring out was 502 people raised. Without counting the time. Yeah, praise the Lord. So that is a great opportunity to let people know who Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen. We were not celebrating Halloween. We were providing a way to the community to meet the beautiful people of Life Point. But the great Master, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I don't know if we have anyone here visiting because of Wednesday, because they came to share with us. Could you raise your hand if you're here? No? Okay. Anyone visiting here for the first time? Raise your hand. Oh, yes, we have two ladies. Great. Someone here. Praise the Lord. Welcome to our church. By the way, let me show you something that gave me joy last Wednesday. And it's worth to do whatever we have to do. And to take all the resources we have to put when we see what took place that Wednesday. Go ahead.
Life back on track with God. You are not too far away from God. You haven't messed up too much. Why? Because He loves you. He loves you and He has a plan for you. How many of you tonight that say, you know what, I need to get back on that path. I just need to get back on the path. There's nobody mad at you. There's nobody trying to call you out for messing up. All I'm going to say is this. You're a human being. And sometimes we get away. Sometimes we get away. And maybe you came here for candy or a bicycle. But somebody's going to leave encouraged tonight. Because you're going to know that God still loves you. And God is going to work this thing out for you. How many of you right now by the raising of your hand can say this? I got something God needs to work out. Let me see your hand if that's you. Look at all these people here. See, here's the cool thing. Everybody keep your hand up real fast because I'm going to tell you, God is big enough to step into everybody's situation tonight. Everybody's situation and do a miracle for you tonight. How many of you believe? You got to believe it. You got to believe it. Now, who believes it? How many of you believe it? Say, I believe. Oh, yeah. See, if you say you believe, God said He's coming. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, that's what the Bible says. Anybody who calls on His name, in a minute we're going to call on His name. Let me back up. How many of us said we needed Him? You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be afraid. Listen, I called on His name one time 20 years ago and He showed up. He showed up. How many of you are in a place in your life tonight you say, I just need Him to show up? I tried everything. I've called everybody. I've got every loan. I don't know what you've tried. I've been there, but I'm going to tell you, when you cry out, the Bible says, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is anyone out here tonight? Let me hear you one time.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, see, here's the thing.
God is awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, keep praying for our pastor, Robbie, and his wife, and their children. And in 6 months, we have seen beautiful things taking place in this church. And glory to God. If the Lord allowed us to be here in this place, is because he has a good plan. Amen. And let me tell you, he put that on our shoulder to do what a church is supposed to do in the community. So we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas. Please be involved in every of those events and everything that have to do. By the way, we need people to clean the church every week, so we need volunteers. Let's go to the message. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you because the Holy Spirit. And now we ask you, Father, that guide us through your word, O Lord. We open our heart and we want to be obedient to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. After singing and praising God, you want to hear what he has to say. That's you. Hello? Could you imagine a service without, could you imagine a service without a message? Now, could you imagine a service without giving the offering to the Lord? Giving tithes to the Lord? That's what we're going to do now. We are going to praise the Lord, giving the offering, and the ushers, they are ready to collect the offering and give the offering with joy. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you, Father, for this time. And now we are about to give, Father, from the resources, the blessings that we have received from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. And give this offering with a joyful heart. Praise the Lord. God bless those who give abundantly, because God likes to give abundantly as well. By the way, the bulletin was modified, so there's a section in the back of your bulletin where you can now, from now on, just write Bible verses and some thoughts of anything related to the message. So I was saying that after singing and praising God, we want to hear God, His voice, and our responsibility as ministers, preachers, is to communicate what God is saying. And in order for us to do that, we have to go to where? The Bible, His Word. And the Bible, check this out, the Bible is the inspired Word of God, which has 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament, written by 40 authors in a period of 1,500 years. From the first book, which is Genesis, to the last one, the book of Revelation, you find what is in God's heart for you and me. So, we're going to read in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And God says, right there, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disasters. To give you a future and a hope." In the NIV, New International Version says, "I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper you." And according to this verse, there are three important things that everyone is looking for to be happy. And those three things, God wants them for you too, to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. Now, when we go to Deuteronomy 28, verse from the first one through the 14th, And let's see what God told the people of Israel on the way to the promised land from Egypt. If you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully keep all His commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be, I say it with me, blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. And check this out. The Lord will conquer your enemy. That means that He knows that you will have enemies. He knows that in advance. So don't be surprised when the enemies approach you. But remember this. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouse with rain. Who doesn't want that? The Lord your God will bless you in the land He's giving you. If you, again, and say it with me, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk, action. You have to put it in action. We have to. And walk in His ways. The Lord will establish you as His holy people, as He swore He would do. And He's a man of word. Then all the nations of the world will see a testimony. All the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by who? The Lord Almighty. By the way, when we were in Israel, one of the tour guys we had, he was Jewish, and I was sharing something of the Word of God. When I say Jehovah, he came to me after and said, don't mention, that is so pure name, that is so holy, that we can't mention that. You have to say Adonai. Hallelujah. But more than that is what you have in your heart. Okay? So if you use the name Jehovah, you know, to praise His name, there's no problem with that. But that's okay. Now, when you go to Israel, just say Adonai, the Lord Almighty. Praise the Lord. And they will stand in awe of you. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land He swore to your ancestor to give you, again, promise that He fulfilled. Keep going. The next one. Blessing me. Oh, the Lord will bless you with many children. Oh, wait a second. Thank you. Dash, no money. Think. Say again. Blessing you with many, many children. So that's not a curse. I have pronouncing curse and curse. Curse is, you are a curse. No, I mean, curse is, okay. Don't curse. It's a blessing, according to this. For example, my mother, who the 16th of this month in November, she will turn 84. Which is not too old. I'll be there in Puerto Rico and celebrate with her. In a few more days, I'll be there. So, and she has a blessing. The problem is she's diabetes and she unfortunately suffered, she fell a few months ago, and she's still with, you know, sharp pains and all that. But anyway, the good thing is, when she's in Florida, she had 4 kids taking care of her. But when she's in Puerto Rico, she has 4 kids taking care of her over there. And that is a blessing. Yes. Blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time. At the proper time. From His rich treasury in the heavens. And it will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many. Check this out. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not. Keep that in mind. And you will always be on and never at the. Praise the Lord. You must not turn away from any of the commands I am giving you today. Now, King David, a man after God's heart, and the first real prospered king. Saul was the first one, but we know what happened to him. Instructed his son Solomon this way. And this is in 1 Chronicles 28:9. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. Now, the end of that verse, I was thinking not to share it with you and to stop right there, but I will do it. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. We don't like that one. Now, Solomon put it in action what his father told him and became one of the prosperous men who ever lived. He had the equivalent of $2.2 billion in wealth. Would you like 1% of that amount? Now, Solomon understood that seeking God makes you wise and prudent. Then he gave his son the following instruction. David to Solomon, Solomon to his son. And in Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon told his son the following, my child, listen to what I say. That's key. Listen to what I say. Because usually our child, they listen most of the time when he's late. And the first thing Solomon did was calling his son's attention. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom. Know your iPhone. Know your music. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Meditating. Know this type of thing. No, no, that one. A real meditation. Analyzing. Comparing. Putting in the lab. God is so smart. And he wants people to serve him wisely. Because he's wise. That's why he is giving instruction. And if we follow his instruction, we will see the result. His glorious power, glorious manifestation. And let me tell you, he loves to do that with his children. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. And you will gain knowledge of God, which is better than anyone. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. And that's wonderful. Today, we have a world suffering of frustration, anxiety. What is the other one, the real bad one? Depression. Fighting with their thoughts and their past actions. They are not putting their attention towards the stability. God is showing that He is stable. And when you and I edify under something solid, we will have a solid construction.
Yeah, amen.
We will experience stability.
Amen.
And that's exactly what God wants for everyone.
Amen.
Knowing that He created us as His own image. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to Him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair. And you will find the right way to the goal. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with what? With joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Check this out. Wise choices will watch all over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people. Those, or from those whose words are twisted. These men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman. Hello, young guys. From the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before entering her house lead to death. It is the road to the grave. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach the path of life. Follow the steps of good men instead, and stay on the path of the righteous. For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treasure will be uprooted. Always was and always is that God wants to see you in prosperity.
Yes. Amen.
When I talk of prosperity, I'm talking of God's favor in the three areas of our life, which are spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Now, the spiritually has to do with the relationship with God. The emotionally has to do with your contentment as a result of that divine relationship. and physically has to do with the material things God provides to us to be good stewards. So if we have that in order, wow, wow, wow. Now, number two in that verse of Jeremiah 29, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not for harm you, plans to give you hope," or you hope, "and a future." That number two, hope. Jeremiah 17:13 says, "Lord, you are the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be put to shame." And let me tell you, that's exactly what this Israel experienced. Okay, when they served the Lord, they saw mighty things taking, you know, completely control. But when they forsake God, they were forsaking the benefit of God. And we know their history. But thank God, they went back to the land, and God is working with so many of them. Many people, there are churches, Christian churches, right now. "Those who turn away from you will be written in the dust because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living water." Now, today more than ever before, worldwide, we are trusting in our knowledge, in our strength, in our capacity and resources, but little or nothing on the Creator of heaven and earth, with catastrophic results. This guy by the name Ryan Donegan, a young guy, in a HuffPost webpage, he posts something that when I read it, I say, wow. And the title was the numbers behind why millennials are generation frustration. And he says, "I am a millennial. I have been labeled as having a delusions of grandeur, a tendency for being increasingly narcissistic and confident in abilities I do not yet possess. It has been said that I am part of a generation that thinks we are special and therefore unable to be happy with the career opportunity we can attain. As a member of this so-called entitled and whiny generation, I like to address this idea with a simple answer: we are. But we did not develop these traits without the assistance of the generations who forged the path before us, laying down the groundwork for the development of us generation years. It was simple. We were told to stay in school, we did. To get our high school diploma, we did. To graduate from college, we did. We were ingrained with the notion that that the key to financial security and success was education and hard work. So we developed dreams and we followed them. The problem is the country wasn't actually ready for an entire generation to actually do what was asked of them. No longer was a college education and hard work the ticket to success. Now, God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah in the chapter 17, verses from 5 to 10, saying, "This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who relied on human strength and turned their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stone shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness, in an uninhabited, salty land." Let me tell you, one of the most beautiful sight, scenery, I saw it, when was that? 2 weeks and a half ago, when we were traveling from Egypt to Israel, parallel to the Red Sea, then when we went to Israel, the Dead Sea. the Dead Sea, there's no living creature in that sea because the mineral, the salt. Now, the surrounding, the dry land, there's nothing, completely dry. You know, beautiful. When we were traveling from the mountain going down, beautiful scenery, but no life. And this is the picture right here. And they understood that very clearly, what is being in a salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a river bank. When we went to the Galilee area by the Jordan River and the Galilee Sea, that's the completely the opposite. You know, the greenish, the forest, that was beautiful. Such trees are not bothered by the heat, with roots that reach deep into the water. Keep in mind, you know, what is to be rooted in the Word of God, in His promises, because He's faithful to His promise. If you fall asleep, say amen. Now you're ready. So, hope and a future are the two prominent promises that Jesus came to fulfill. Jesus told his disciple, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. That's in John 16:33. Now, the day after Jesus did the miracle of the loaves and fishes, many left him when they did not understand that it was necessary to eat his flesh and drink his blood to live forever. I read that before the communion in John chapter 6. Then Jesus asked the 12, you do not want to live too, do you? In the verse 68 of that chapter, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? In another word, Peter was saying, you are the only hope for the world. Peter saw Jesus performing the miracles that only God can do in our favor. Now, number three, and the last one, a future. The Apostle Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, through this, he has given us these very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. And the Apostle Paul adds in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your need from His glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. No Guru Maharashi, no Buddha, no Mahoma, only Jesus Christ, amen, the Son of God. Amen. And the Apostle John said in John, in 1 John 2:25, and this is what he promised us, eternal life. Amen. Who doesn't want eternal life? Amen. I do. I'm waiting for that. Yes. I know I'll be younger over there. Yes. No pain, yes, but yes, gain. That's why we are here. Amen. Because He's promised and He's faithful to accomplish them. Now, in conclusion, Don't leave this place, this day, without taking the firm decision of receiving the Lordship of Jesus. If you accepted Jesus, or if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the time. But now, I'm talking to everyone. Because this pertains to everyone. Did I say it correctly? Did I use the right word? Thank you so much. Don't leave today without taking the firm decision of receiving the Lordship of Jesus. He's the only one who has the best plan for your life. Not Trump. Not the next president, if we will, you know. Not the past presidents. No one. Only Jesus. He wants to prosper you. He wants to give you hope and a future. The real one. Will you ask, Lord, come into my life and take complete control of it. Take control of my family. Take control of my relationship with my spouse. Take control of my surrounding, my community, my thoughts, my actions. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, in the chapter 26, verse 3, he says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast." Steadfast, firm in purpose, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord Himself, is the rock eternal. Is our rock. And we can continue singing as we sang a while ago. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Great are you, Lord. Is there someone you can trust without disappointing you? That person is Jesus, the Son of God. Listen to what it says in Joshua 21:45. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled. I invite you to stand. Believe in Him. Receive Him. And obey Him. And I guarantee you that you will see the great desires, the good desires of your heart being taken place. That's His promise as well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for this church. We open our heart to do exactly what you want us to do, Father. Give us courage. Give us, Father, all the resources to give testimony that you are the Lord and Savior. And Father, I ask you, give to everyone here, Father, wisdom to share the gospel during this week, everywhere we go. In Jesus' name, our our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.